It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, with the latest reveal of those new classified listings, including more target exclusives. Let's talk Classified Python Patrol. A few days ago, JT Prime 17 unearthed a new batch of G.I. Joe classified listings, including two brand new target exclusives with the internal code words Kerouac and Shakespeare. Adding to that information, we do know that they will be continuing the Tiger Force and Python Patrol themes for these figures, which made me want to delve into what we could expect to see as characters in these particular slots. I covered Tiger Force on the last episode, so now it's time to look at the Python Patrol. So far then, we've been given the Viper, the Cobra Officer, and a new addition to the sub-team, the Battle Android Trooper. The brand team have already shown that they are open to new ideas for the classic sub-teams with the Bat and the Ram for the Tiger Force, so there's no reason we won't see new ideas and concepts thrown in this year, but I'm going to keep it simple today and talk about some of the practical options available with current characters in the line, pipeline reveals, and digital renders that we are privy to. The Python Patrol was certainly not as prolific as the Tiger Force, especially in the vintage era. As I mentioned before, we have already received the Viper and Officer, so that does leave us with a few no-brainers from the rest of the squad. First up, we have four main characters already out in the line who could be considered for the Python Patrol: the Infantry / Trooper, Major Blood, Crocmaster, and the Crimson Guard. These seem to be the front runners for me for joining one of these two target listings. The fact they corrected the vintage officer trooper error from the original Python Patrol means that we can probably expect the mostly black deco for the trooper, but most likely the infantry mold, in the future. Crocmaster is an interesting one, joined the team unofficially thanks to a 2015 50th anniversary release, but was obviously intended to match the original team's pattern and deco style. The fact that we would get a red Fiona, Diablo and Georgie, or different named Crocs, makes me very excited indeed. That said, he would be at a different price point and would have the pet designation, so we know it's not Crocmaster in one of these slots this particular time. I still hold out hope for the future though. Major Blood joined the team in 2003 with a stack of Vipers and so on, which we will get to shortly, so he could be up for a repaint considering he has a lot of unique parts that could do with a new deco in order to maximise profits out of those particular pieces. That said, the original Python Blood was based on Zap's Sonic Fighters figure and Blood's version 3 head sculpt, so not an exact interpretation if they did decide to add that first classified figure in the subgroup. He's in a similar position to Stalker in that sense, where the Tiger Force version is based on a different version of the character that the classified figure was inspired by. That puts Blood on the back foot a little for me, and leads me into the favourite on the list, the Crimson Guard. I think this guy just ticks all the boxes. Classic OG Python team member, has had a recent standard version or two released, works from a logistical sense, and would probably be a popular figure. This sticks out as a favourite for one of those listings, but that doesn't mean there aren't a ton of options left based on pipeline reveals and digital renders, etc. Sticking with the classic lineup, we have the Telly Viper, who we know is coming with the Trouble Bubble. That makes me think that they may want to Pythonize both the figure and the vehicle for a simple repaint, and to cover a figure and vehicle target price point without having to overthink it. That said, I think we will get them, but I don't expect that to be one of these listings. Sticking with the Telly Viper, we do actually have an officer version thanks to the club, which could make for an interesting opportunity here. You could have the Telly Viper officer with the Trouble Bubble, and the standard deco version could be included as a single carded exclusive, making army building a lot simpler for those who engage in that sort of sordid activity. Just a thought, and a way to get another use out of the Telly Viper, which I am very excited to see, by the way. Completing the team from 1989 is Copperhead, another character we know about and have seen courtesy of a digital render in his standard green deco. Now, it's highly likely that he will be Pythonized going forward and that he could see release as one of the two listings, but they could end up being too close together when you think about the release schedule, so it's most likely to happen later on in the toy line, maybe even 2024. Another option, or options, for Pythonizing are the female Cobra Trooper and Officer, who were revealed in digital render form last year. These two would be perfect to add to the team in their respective male counterpart decos, and would add the first female operatives to the squad. I don't expect either of these for the Kerouac or Shakespeare listings, but only for the same reason as Copperhead, being a little too close to each other in terms of release. I would also split them up and do them as separate releases for Python Patrol for sure. Moving away from known characters now and shifting into pre-paint opportunities, aka getting a Python version ahead of the standard deco, 2003 and the set that Blood came in features a number of Vipers and army builders that could easily make the cut. The five options include the Heat Viper, Lampreys, Laser Vipers, Rock Vipers, and Saw Vipers. Each one of these would make for great additions to the line, but I expect a lot of them to see release as their classic and more well-known original decos first. Plus, you get into a specific uniform change with this set, and they mimic the deco of the original vehicles. I think a return to Python Patrol after they have covered the classic decos would make a lot of sense, and that way you could almost have a Python Patrol Mark II sort of vibe. Again, just a thought and a way to separate the two clearly very distinct deco stylings. I'm aware that the 1989 subteam had a rather loose deco connectivity, but that doesn't mean they didn't match in terms of style. The fact that these figures would all be the exact same deco would make it difficult to have them integrate into the more freeform OG lineup. Okay, we are into the obscurity segment now, and starting with the Club Motor Viper, I really enjoyed this addition to the team as well as the Python Stinger in 2011. They utilised the grey and yellow deco almost exactly from the Brazilian Relâmpago figure, which they also produced in the modern format for this same set of exclusives. Now, I don't necessarily expect to see this figure or vehicle just yet, as they are clearly still working out the line in terms of bigger vehicles, and as much as the Stinger is definitely a possibility in the future based on its popularity and iconography, I just don't expect any of that very soon. What is promising is seeing the Pythonized Hiss Tank on the Tiger Force Duke with RAM artwork. That makes me very hopeful for more large vehicles in the future, or it's just a fun homage and nothing more, but a man-child can dream, right? Coming back to Relâmpago, aka Lightning as it translates, and the name given to him by the club release, I fully expect them to get him and Gatillo, aka Trigger, based on the fact that they are new characters made up from other figures. Relâmpago is Ripcord, so if they ever attempt the Tiger Force Sabretooth wreckage that uses the Firefly mold, then I fully expect a Ripcord to be used in a similar way, with maybe a different head sculpt, obviously. It will be interesting to see if they do Ripcord soon, especially since he is on their radar after the Night Force edition in the Haslab Skystriker set. In much the same way, I expect Gatillo, who is basically airborne, to be done as well eventually. They aren't exactly highly requested or highly anticipated regarding the Joe fan, but they are definitely cool obscurities and would allow for parts reuse again when we eventually get these characters in their classic form. In conclusion, after going through all the possibilities, I do expect that the Crimson Guard is the favourite for one of the two listings, but with Cophead and the Infantry Trooper not too far behind in the rankings. It just makes sense from a logistical point of view, but you never know. They could throw something else in there, or even something entirely brand new, like Serpentor or something like that. Anyway, who do you guys think we'll be getting for Python Patrol in one of those listings? Let me know in the comments below. Okay, I'll be back with another one of these episodes very soon, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.